Under an MPS takeover bill backed by Governor Jim Doyle and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, the mayor would choose the school superintendent and control the school district budget. A new plan from some Milwaukee Democrats and the WEAC Teachers Union would keep the school board in control of the budget, but potentially let the mayor block school-related property tax increases of more than 8%. The school board would choose the MPS superintendent, but the mayor could possibly veto the choice. State Representative Tamara Grigsby says the guidelines for the new federal Race to the Top funds tell school districts to form innovative partnerships.
That's what we've done with this plan. The guidelines also state that communities should support the reforms we propose, which is why those of us here today have been working so diligently to build consensus around doing what's right for our children.
The takeover alternative bill comes as Mayor Barrett launches his campaign for governor. Milwaukee State Senator Spencer Coggs says the new measure would give the school board more power and allow Barrett more time to campaign and serve as mayor. But Governor Doyle's spokesperson, Lee Sensenbrenner, says the alternative bill doesn't appear to eliminate structural problems of the Milwaukee schools.
It actually seems to further diffuse the lines of authority and accountability that exist today.
Backers of the alternative bill say legislative leaders have promised them a hearing in Milwaukee. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.